Dublin's 98 FM and Champion Green coming together for the biggest support local movement in a generation.
As you know, we here at 98 FM have been talking about the Champion Green campaign, which is ongoing at the minute. And Champion Green is basically where we're asking you regularly and constantly reminding you to shop local, to buy local, to support local businesses. And we're talking to different businesses every day to find out how they are getting on. And one such business is a business that is having a very different summer this year. This particular business would normally be full to the rafters. I'm talking, of course, about Croke Park. And while you and I can't go to any matches in Croke Park this summer, Croke Park is actually still open, which is good news. I'm joined on the line to find out a little bit more from Croke Park. Niamh McCoy is the museum director at Croke Park. Niamh, my apologies. Niamh, a very different summer for all of you in Croke Park.
It is strange. Normally, we'd be in the midst of championship matches and hurling and football at the moment, but due to the COVID-19 pandemic, it's been closed again since March. But recently, the GA Museum and the Tours has opened. We've reopened. So it's great to be back. The team are all delighted to be back. And we've worked really hard to make sure we've everything in place so people can come and visit and get to see Croke Park this summer and be assured that it's in a totally safe and comfortable environment.
Okay, now obviously for me, I'm missing Croke Park desperately this year, really am. But this is an opportunity to get to see Croke Park in a way that if you're at a championship match, you wouldn't normally get to see it.
Absolutely. Like, if you come along and do the stadium tour, you get to go behind the scenes. So you'll learn all about the preparation before a big match day. You'll go into the players' changing rooms. You'll hear some stories that our tour guides have to tell about that. You go into the warm-up space that the players use before they go out. And then, of course, you go pitch side, which is the kind of the wow factor moment. And the pitch looks amazing at the moment. It's in fantastic shape. And you get to stand pitch side, take your photos, and then the tour guide will tell you again some really interesting information about the pitch, how it's maintained, it's got undersoil heating, all of that. And then you take a seat in the stand and learn a little bit about the history of Croke Park, because it is magnificent. It's Europe's third largest stadium, but it's a very historic site. There's a lot of history attached to Croke Park as a venue, so you get to learn all about that.
Okay, so as I said, we're all very familiar with the ground, but you know, when we go to Barcelona, you might visit the stadium in Barcelona, but a lot of people have been inside the doors of Croke Park but haven't actually ever done the tour, and I include myself in that.
Yeah, I mean, it is something that we think like everyone should do, and the way we kind of always say it is like, if you really want to kind of get under the skin of Irish people, like, you need to know and learn about our games, because it's just so intrinsic to Irish culture, and it's an Irish way of life. But when you come on the tour, you learn lots of little nuggets about Croke Park or about the games or about players that you would never know otherwise. And it is exciting, like, you know, to even go into, there's a tunnel that goes right underneath the stadium, a roadway. Like, even that's a wow factor for people, because they don't know.
I never knew that.
Under Croke Park. So it's just little things like that, little touches like that. And it's, you know, just that kind of sneak peek behind the scenes element. And then also, you know, if you're a big GA fan, you're sitting in the dressing room that your favourite players have sat in before they went out and maybe won a big match, or, you know, an All-Ireland or whatever it may be. So there's that element attached to it as well. Like, you know, you're following in the footsteps of your heroes or your idols.
You have me all excited now. I'm going to have to book myself. And as in terms of numbers, are you restricted with the numbers you can have on the tours?
Yeah, look, I suppose, you know, we're making sure that we take all the necessary precautions. Of course, at the moment, we're all social distancing. So just to ensure we're facilitating that, we have reduced capacity on the tour significantly. But it does mean that, you know, it's probably a more personal experience because you're in a very small group with the guide. But people feel very comfortable. But we can still deliver the tours as we always have. The Skyline Tour is exactly the same. It's the tour on the roof of Croke Park, and it's mainly outdoor, which is great. And that when you go up on the roof, it's 17 stories high, and there's 5 viewing platforms that look across Dublin City, right from east to west. And the tour guide will point out different landmarks, tell you a bit about the history of them, and the views are amazing. So if you want to learn a little bit more about Dublin, that's the tour for you.
All right, sounds absolutely amazing. We're in the middle of highlighting the Champion Green campaign, encouraging people to shop local and buy local and tour local.
Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, a lot of people are very disappointed that they haven't been able to take their holiday abroad. But, you know, it's an opportunity to rediscover your local area. And I suppose what's on your doorstep, for a number of years now, for probably about 5 years, local attractions in the north side of Dublin, we've come together. We're called Dublin Northside Attractions. And I suppose our objective all along has been just to try and encourage people. Like, there's so many things in Dublin City to see and do, diverse things that you can see and do. So, it, you know, just I suppose people can maybe use this time as an opportunity to support local, as you said, and also just rediscover their local area.
Finally, if anybody wants to do the tour and visit the museum, I assume it all has to be booked in advance.
Yeah, there's online booking, and if you go to crokepark.ie/tours, all the information is there. We have FAQs, so if you want to check out anything, or you can just contact us, give us a call or drop us an email. But yeah, they're all up online for sale at the moment, yeah.
Niamh McCoy, Museum Director at Croke Park, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
No, thank you very much. Good to talk to you.
Dublin's 98 FM and Champion Green, coming together for the biggest support local movement in a generation.